Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have a guest in the studio, everybody.
Yeah, love guest.
The star of Bella and the Bulldogs, Breck Basinger, is in studio with us.
That's quite an introduction.
Wow. I get that a lot.
Is it Basinger or Basinger?
It's Basinger.
Oh!
I know.
I was going to ask you how Kim was doing.
Yeah.
Basinger.
Yes.
No, Basinger.
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 Like a bass, like a fish, gets injured. Like
injured.
Basinger.
Okay, now you want to do it again?
Passenger. Yes, exactly.
Passenger.
That's a better
passenger. Passenger.
Hi, Breck.
There we go.
That's good. Now you'll always have a new saying.
Yeah,
like, passenger.
That's perfect. There we go.
I just know her as Bella, mostly.
I answer to Bella, so it works.
Do you really? Do you get that a lot on the streets?
I do, at least once a day.
Mostly kids.
I would say, but some adults, too. You'd be surprised.
Because we watch.
Okay.
Now, do you actually have a bulldog?
That is so funny. Okay, my brother got a bulldog yesterday. He got a bulldog yesterday, and so he's super excited about it. I said he needs to name it Bella, but
of course. Yeah.
Now, I'm sure when you got this show, because you're a cheerleader, you were a cheerleader in real life.
Yes.
And competitive. Mm-hmm. So when you got this role, you're a cheerleader on this show, and then they say, oh, and by the way, you're going to be playing quarterback as well.
Right. Like, being from Texas, I knew a lot about football, but I didn't know how to play. I definitely had been more of a cheerleader.
Right.
So I had to go. I actually went to, like, a football camp and learned how to be a quarterback.
Well, here's the thing. You barely got into Hollywood, and you already started landing gigs. You started off in beauty pageants. Is that how it worked?
Yes, I did.
And you actually hold a title.
Yes, I was the 2010 World's Our Little Miss.
How fun.
Our Little Miss.
And is that what really launched you into the acting world? Well, beauty pageants do, I mean, you know, you just see on TV, they kind of make fun of pageant girls, but it can be a good thing.
Right, no, it's been one of the best experiences of my life. I've made so many friends that I still have today. Mm-hmm. And it taught me, like, how to be in front of people and how to talk. And I actually did interviews in my pageants. So
did you have to have a talent back then in that pageant?
Yes, it was. We had a talent. And I was a ventriloquist with a puppet. Like the dummy?
What?
I know.
Oh,
where's the album?
You gotta show us.
This because radio ventriloquism is awesome. We've heard it in all of the research.
Well, we're also on TV, Al.
And TV, yes, jeez. I'm sorry.
Al, go be her dummy. All you have to do is open your mouth, and she'll say funny stuff.
And just pinch his back fat.
Well, anything you want.
I haven't done it in like 5 years.
Oh, no, you're way better than we are.
Practice. All right. Turkey.
Hey, guys, I'm Al. Hello.
Why is Al so scared?
I love it. I think the voice fit. Like, I like it.
It did fit.
I love that.
See, I would have thought you would have done, like, flips and stuff or some cheerleader moves.
Yeah.
I can do that, too.
I know.
Podium mini tricks. Is that what it is now?
Sure.
Sure.
Now, your first TV show that you got a role on is The Goldbergs.
Yes.
Kelly and
I'm a huge fan.
Love that show.
Sweetest cast. I was so nervous going on to set because I had never been on one.
Yeah.
And, George Segal just, like, took me under his wing and really helped me, and it was such a great experience.
Plays the grandpa, Big Al.
Yeah. Thank you.
Super nice guy.
But the show's set in the 80s, right?
Right.
And you were born in 99, so are you like, what are these trends in the 80s?
And it was so funny because I was playing a waitress, and I was 13 at the time, so I never remotely had an experience like that, but it was cool. I definitely had to act.
So you had to play older on that role.
Yeah, I did. And I play younger on Bella and the Bulldogs, so a little different.
Because Adam hit on you at the restaurant.
Right.
Episode.
Yes.
I told you, I watched the show.
Big Tasty. No, that's the young one.
Adam's the young one.
Adam's the
Yeah, the grandpa took him to the restaurant, and then she was a waitress.
Right. That's right.
And he had the horrible pickup lines going on.
Yes, correct.
Now, I love that show.
We've always heard that raspy-voiced girls can't sing.
But that's the problem, because being on the Disney Channel.
Uh-huh. Nickelodeon.
Thank God. Okay. They were going to make you sing, because they always make you sing. They like to take the little teen stars and make them sing, right?
Right. Well, I think I really do like focusing on my acting, but I am a pretty good rapper.
Oh. What do you rap?
I just like rap in the shower, if that counts. But, you know, it's...
But you got the symbols down.
Yeah, like the moves.
I got the gang sign.
Yeah, when I think about Breck Passenger. Basinger.
Oh, Basinger.
See, now you're all confused.
Basinger.
I think rapper.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite rapper?
I like Eminem. I know some people hate on me for liking him.
Really?
Like, whenever I put on his songs, it, like, pumps me up to, like, go work out. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
So you listen to, like, old Eminem stuff.
Yeah, old Eminem.
This girl's cool.
She should not be singing those lyrics.
Oh, they're fine,
Kelly. 16-year-old girl.
What's your favorite Eminem song?
Probably Lose Yourself. What is it actually called? I just know it by that.
Lose Yourself.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How'd you come about the show? Did they hit you up, or did you have to go to an audition?
I had been on another Nickelodeon show as a recurring role called mm-hmm. Haunted Hathaways.
Yes.
And two of the writers from that show are the creators of Belle and the Bulldogs. So when I went in for the audition, I already had a relationship with the creators. So I felt more comfortable in the audition process.
Wow. And you're just finishing up season one.
Correct.
And you have definitely been signed for season two.
We have, and we start filming soon. Thank you. I'm really excited.
Now, you know, it doesn't happen that fast usually. I feel like you've gotten some good roles real quick.
I know. I'm definitely blessed. Like, I really do have to say that for sure.
Well, it's because you're a straight-A student. You know, you're in the National Honor Society, mm-hmm. I think I saw. Are you going to go to your prom? Are you homeschooled, I would assume, at this point?
Yes, I am.
Do they have a homeschool prom? Is it just like you and one dude and you're...
Yeah, one of the guys from the cast?
No, actually, but my school actually doesn't have, like, a graduation ceremony, but... Coy Stewart, who plays Troy on the show, his school has, like, a graduation, and so he said I could go with him.
Aww.
So I'll kind of get that, yeah.
Are the guys older on the TV show that you're on with?
We're all, like, the same.
About 16-ish?
16, 17, yeah.
So what are you going to do on your little brief hiatus? Are you working through it? What are you doing on your downtime?
Well, I just finished my junior year, and so that's what I was trying to get done with in high school, and driver's ed, trying to get
that license.
Just busy work.
Yeah, just trying to catch up on everything.
Kelly was saying you're a cute tweeter.
I love
Kelly
your tweets, because, you know, when we're trying to find out who's coming into the show, we read some of your tweets. They're pretty funny.
Thank you.
Like her grandma considers French fries a serving of vegetables, therefore she is my spirit animal.
She does. Like, she's like, oh, here are my potatoes. I'm getting, like, healthy stuff. And I'm like, you go for it, Grandma.
Kind of true.
We just wrapped up Belle and the Bulldogs. When does season two start?
I'm not sure. I know we start filming it this month.
What's the one thing you hate the most about wearing football pads?
Well, I don't think any girl likes added pads to, like, their thighs and stuff.
Right.
So
I'd have but if you wear the pads up here, it makes your waist look thinner.
Touche.
You looked pretty cool wearing the pads.
Like,
you wear them well.
I feel kind of like a cool person just, like, walking around.
Doesn't the helmet suck, though? Doesn't it hurt your forehead a lot?
No, but it always messes up my hair.
Helmets do that.
Yeah, they probably do. They give you, like, Hollywood helmet where it feels good.
I like the cleats on the pavement.
Yeah.
I like that.
What? All of the cleats. Sorry,
mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, the cleats are cool. You have pink cleats, right?
I do. And the first time I put them on, I fell over. I'm real corny.
They knew right then they cast the right girl.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You come to our studio anytime you want.
Okay,
right?
I had
anytime
fun, guys.
You're home.
Thank you, guys.
Because you're going to get super famous. And here's what we ask of you.
Okay.
Don't forget.
I can never forget you, JC.
Don't forget us. Come back.
Don't forget us when she walks out the door.
When you do your big movie, Breck. When you're getting out your first Nickelodeon award, which is probably going to happen, just don't forget us.
Oh, and you have to get slimed.
And then you're going
to
get slimed. Wear a hat or your helmet.
Wear your helmet.
Don't want to mess up the hair.
Yeah, you don't want to mess that up. Brooke? No. Breck.
Breck
Bassinger.
You said she will never forget you, and you forgot the girl's
name.
I
don't know why I said Brooke.
You're so focused on the last name.
Okay, it's breakfast. Breck.
Breck.
Remember that.
Breakfast Passenger.
Bassinger.
Breakfast Passenger.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Breakfast Passenger.
I guarantee you, a year from now, nobody will mess that name up. Breck, thank you so much for joining
us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
We got Beat the Bank coming up in less than 15 minutes, so make sure you have that phone handy. By the way, if you don't have our phone number, you just put it in your phone just so you have it ready to go. So when we tell you to call, you're ready.
Put on speed dial, man.
It's 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
And the only other thing it spells is 805-GEEK-IT.
Yeah. How many names were you guys trying to come up with back
That's
in the day?
That's the only, man, we tried every combination.
Yeah,
we couldn't think of anything.
Some type of website or something you can go to and put your phone number in and tell what it spells.
One day we tried calling our names, remember? That was fun.
Oh, we should do that.
I think mine was Smucker's Jam the day we did it.
Uh-huh.
They change all the time. We dialed 1-800-KELLY-RASPBERRY, as many as it would go.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
Oh, I wonder how. 1-800-JOSE-CHAVEZ.
Some naughty numbers,
naughty.
Too.
Mine was something naughty, I think.
It's fitting that yours would be naughty.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And we also have Big Al's incredible screw-up story that does not involve him.
No.
But, man, somebody definitely got in trouble, perhaps maybe even fired.
Got some splaining to do.
All right. Kelly, you ready to give out some love advice?
Yes, I am.
You still in a fight with Tinderwolf?
I'm not in a fight.
Tinderwolf was Facebooking yesterday. when he said he was sleeping.
I'm not in a fight. My question was, should I? Am I allowed to be upset
when
I text my boyfriend?
Pick your battle.
He does not text me back, but then I see he was very active on Facebook that entire time.
That's not that big of a deal. You're good. You're good.
This happens in every relationship, but I know what you're saying. It's like, you haven't texted me back and you're liking photos on
posting
Instagram.
Pictures of all these fabulous places.
My girlfriend will text me and my phone will be charging behind the bar. I'm at the bar, right?
Uh-huh.
So I can't hear
you
it.
You don't see
it. I can't hear the notification. It's charging. But then when it rings, I can hear it. So I'll run up there and answer and say, hey, hand me the phone. I see it's her. I answer. And there's bar noise in the background. Everybody's like, woo, cussing out. She's like, how come you didn't text me back? Well, my phone was charging. Well, you answered it. It was...
Only one more year, Al.
Just never
mind. Only one more year. I'm just playing with you. Now that we helped Kelly's relationship, it's her...
Oh, thanks. I feel better.
It's her
turn. All my problems are solved.
It's her turn to help you with...
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Speaking of online activity, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
The other day I was using our home computer for school and I clicked on the web browser. It was minimized and my mom's Facebook account popped up.
Uh-oh.
I swear I wasn't snooping, but it was right there in my face. I saw a message exchange between her and a guy that her and my dad fight about a lot.
Ooh.
I know that one time she kissed him at a party.
Oh.
And my dad saw it.
Oh.
And they talked about splitting up over it, but they managed to get through it. I freaked out and honestly didn't want to read the messages, but I did see the words "I miss you" on the bottom of the last.
Oh no.
On the bottom of the last one my mom sent to him. Now I'm panicking because I don't know what to do. I can pretend I never saw it and mind my own business, but in my mind, I know I saw it. I can ask my mom, but she'll think I was sneaking around and looking at her stuff. I swear I wasn't, though. What should I do, Bethany?
I would say something to my mother.
It's
wrong. Would. I mean, there's obviously, just explain, your Facebook was right there. It popped up before I knew it. I was just... you got to get that off your chest, and hopefully you have a good enough relationship with your mother, but don't go to your father.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, go to your mom.
Yeah, but you got to go to your mom about that. I just think you do.
Tell her, I know, Mom. Enough. I know what you're up to.
So what is going on? And of course she's going
to
lie and try, probably. No. But I think she needs to know that
I would pull,
this is out there and it's, this is not good.
I would
good.
Pull the whole, like, Mom, like, I look to you for how I should be in relationships as a woman, because then that's really kind of guilt-tripping.
Yeah.
It. Like,
honey, the guilt's going to be enough that the daughter saw
it. But I look to you, like, this is setting an example for me, so.
And then hit her up for a car.
I learned it from you, Mom.
Yeah, use
Mom,
it, use it
you want
to
me to keep quiet? I need a car.
That's hard,
that's
too.
Terrible.
Don't blackmail your mother.
New car.
It's really difficult when you see one parent hurt another.
That's tough.
Because how do you pick? You can't pick sides.
No.
It's Mom and Dad.
Yeah, you can pick sides if one parent's wrong.
Kids pick sides all the time.
You can, but it's still...
But it's still hard.
You can still love them, but you can still say what you're doing is right or wrong.
Yeah.
You can still love somebody, but pick a side.
It's that moment when you realize your parents aren't perfect. You know how you're growing up and you think, everything they do is perfect. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, they're human just like me.
They are human. It's hard to accept that your parents, like...
Make mistakes.
Well, are sexual beings.
Yeah.
Oh big time.
You know, like they used to be you when you making out in the back seat of a car and all that stuff. It's hard to picture your parents were ever that.
But they do.
And those feelings don't go away the older they get.
Right, right.
Maybe they get a little misdirected.
Yeah.
Just know it's a good thing if your parents are like that.
Yeah, but with each other, not with the guy from the party.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
Love letters to Kelly.
My question, too, is why does the daughter even know about that? That's a very adult, private conversation and an argument.
Because you probably hear them arguing.
I know, but parents need to be really careful about those arguments.
Well, it depends on your age. You know, when there's stuff happened with my parents, I was in high school and at an old enough age that my mom didn't say anything, and my dad came to me and talked to me about some things, and, you know, they wanted to let me know, which was great. They thought I was mature enough to handle it, so I was in the know at some point.
Not that mama made out with a boy at a party.
Another
boy. I bet daddy didn't come to you about that.
No.
They would tell you, you know, we're having some problems and I'm going to move out for a while. That's one conversation. It's not... Your mama was making out with Bob.
Yeah.
From a camera.
Your mommy's a hoochie. That's the worst.
No.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Is it normal to hate your man while you're pregnant? I despise everything about him. I can't think of a time when I felt anything like this before, so I'm not sure how to handle it. I'm 7 months along, and I can't stand the man. His smell is repulsive. His hands are sweaty and disgusting. I would rather sleep on the couch, pregnant, than have to fall asleep with him mouth breathing all night.
Oh my God.
I think back to before I was expecting, and none of these things bothered me. I know that hormones can get insane while you're pregnant. But are they supposed to get this crazy?
Yes,
Vanessa.
They can. They can. Just hang on. Please don't share these feelings with your husband. Just let him think you're cranky and let him think it's hormones. Tell him you need to sleep on the couch because you can't get comfortable in bed. I know toward the end of my pregnancy, I went and bought a recliner just so I could sleep sitting up.
Yeah.
I hate recliners. But I got one because I couldn't sleep. You know, just come up with an excuse like that. But yeah, it is very normal to
hate
have
people.
unusual emotions, unusual cravings. I mean, all that's real. I mean, it is real.
Hmm. Who'd you hate the most when you were pregnant?
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember.
Like, even your parents bug you, don't they?
But people, you know, well-meaning people who are always trying to give you advice and stuff, you just hate them all.
Yeah.
Just shut up. You know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, so it is normal. Don't leave him. I promise it'll pass.
Is it true, too? I heard that when you're pregnant, girls want to make out a lot more, too.
Like, you well, I mean, your hormones, like, they
needs.
Change.
Did
they change
watching?
Through the whole, towards, at the beginning, yeah, and in the middle, but at the end, it's probably like,
don't
get away
me.
From me.
You
yeah.
said you heard. Did you hear that from your wife?
Yeah. That's why we had the second
It's
kid.
Like a little hormonal roller coaster, and you're going to feel completely different a couple months from now.
Yeah. And my wife turned into like a high school, like a teenage boy.
Really?
Like, yeah.
All the
Why
time.
Why do I gotta be like a teenage boy?
All the time.
You know, teenage boys are a little more randy.
That's when they peak, yeah.
Yeah, that's when they're peaking. Huh.
Love letters.
Sorry, wife.
Love letters to Kelly.
All out there.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. My ex-wife has primary custody of our kids. They're ages 8 and 10. And to put it blatantly, she's raising brats. They come to my house for the little time that I am allowed to have them, and they are total nightmares. They won't do anything I ask them to do because they expect me to do it for them like mommy does at home. They fight, they curse, they will even get physical with me at times. I dread my time with them at this point, and I feel like an awful father for that. I've tried telling my wife about their behavior so maybe we can work together to make some changes, but she doesn't see it. They're perfect little angels in her eyes, and I'm the mean parent because I'm the only one who will punish them. She's already really bitter towards me because it's my fault we split up. I had an affair. So my happiness is on the bottom of her to-do list. Is there any way to make her see how she is raising our kids and fix this mess?
No.
All right, asked and answered.
All right, cool.
What do you do when you have
I'm just kidding.
No, what do you do when you have two parents who aren't on the same page? I mean, did you just have to suffer through and try to set your own ground rules when the kids are at your house? Set the limits and stick to the boundaries. Kids do, they crave boundaries and they push it. They're testing those boundaries to see how far you can let them go, but they still want a boundary.
They might.
But I mean, there's no, when you're dealing with an ex that's not on the same page with you as you.
And doesn't want to be.
And doesn't want to be, doesn't see a problem. What can you do? There's absolutely nothing you can do with that person. All you can do is deal with is the kids when you have them. Let them know
that's
what
rough,
you will and will not accept.
That's rough,
and
it,
you know what? They're going to dread coming to see you because you're the strict parent.
And it's so fragile.
It is horrible. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Yeah. It's not fair, but it is what it is.
And it could be, you say one thing or do one thing wrong to those kids, and they completely just turn on you for years.
And they'll play you against each other. One day, mommy will put her foot down, and they'll be wanting to come stay with daddy. It's such an awful, awful thing.
They may know that what he did, you know?
And that's why they're angry with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, she may have uttered some, the wife may have said, it's your dad's fault that we're not together, and so they're blaming him, so they're going to be really mean toward him. Who knows?
And hopefully she didn't do that, because he's still the dad.
But maybe you try to structure visits where it's not all about chores and, you know, cleaning up around the house. Maybe just stay busy in activities, and it's like, so you're enjoying things together rather than telling them what to do. Maybe that can help.
Maybe.
Being more active together, planning fun activities for the times you do have them, instead of just sitting around the house doing laundry and doing, I don't know. I mean,
that's a tough one, man.
Can we just have
tough,
kids?
But I don't know how you fix that, because it's just something you have to live through.
It'd be easier if kids would just go from like 3 years old to grown up. No between.
No, that's not easy.
Because I get so scared about the high school thing when I hear those things.
Yeah, but then you're going to have sports to watch, and the
boys.
Cool stuff.
And boys, Kelly. Mm. Boys.
What about boys?
There's going to be boys.
Well, you mean, yeah, Brenda Kelly.
Yep.
I'm excited about that. I want her to have boyfriends. I want her to have all those fun experiences. I'm excited about
that. Healthy that you look at it that way.
I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And I know how miserable I was. I want a boy. I want my daughter to like boys, and I want boys to like my daughter.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No.
I want her to, you know.
Just don't be that mom.
Be a good girl.
Just don't be the mom that's running around the house dressing all, you know, hoochie like.
Oh, yeah, because that's me.
All right. Just saying.
Yeah, that's so Kelly. Always saying. Walking around in booty shorts.
Hang out.
Well, that Kelly. Saying.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
And this one goes perfectly with girls dating boys in high school.
Oh, perfect. Nice.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My daughter is dealing with her first heartbreak, and it's breaking my heart. I don't know how to help her. She had a huge crush on this boy in middle school, but I wouldn't let her date until she was in high school. That was torture enough. She finally made it into high school. He asked her out. They dated for most of the school year, and bam, he cheated on her with a cheerleader.
Oh, cheerleaders.
My daughter found out about it maybe 3 weeks ago, and she has cried herself to sleep every night since then. Aww. I don't know what to tell her to make it better. Honestly, she knows her dad cheated on me, so I can't sit here and say she'll find a better guy like I did. All I can do is keep a box of tissues by her bed and my door open if she wants me. 3 weeks of bawling every night seems a little extreme to me.
Nope.
Shout out. Does it to you? What can I do? Miriam.
No. Were you not a teenage girl? Is it that hard to remember? I cried 2 or 3 months over a boy that never liked me back.
Right.
I just did that. I mean, they say a lot of times, I mean, that can be real love in high school, too.
It's real to that kid at that time. It's very real.
And it's magnetized.
And the pain is real.
They say it can be half the time that you were with someone that it can take to get over
Parents
them.
Have to remember that. Remember, try. I know hindsight, you can say, oh, it's nothing. You're going to have 15 boyfriends before you get married.
Don't say that right
now. Don't say stuff like that. Because that's not what she's... You need to go buy a tub of ice cream and say, let's go sit on the couch and watch sad movies together. You need to just wallow in it with her. That's what I would do.
Of course.
Talk about that mean boy, that mean, awful boy. Just be there with her and let her grovel. She'll get over it and then somebody else eventually. But don't tell her that.
Right.
Because she doesn't believe that to be true.
Not
you
right
just
now.
Need to be her friend right now and her mother. People say, don't be your...
And you become a team if you do that, too.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's like you gang up on the kid.
Let her know she can trust you when she shares these irrational emotions. We know they're irrational as an adult, but they're very real.
Are they? I mean, I've had them lately.
I know.
Yeah.
The worst thing I got in high school, the last thing you want to hear when you get dumped and you're heartbroken is, you don't really know what heartbreak is.
Yeah.
Oh, that would make me so mad.
This is the first of many.
Or you're going to look back on this and laugh. It's like, no, it is real. And she will get better. Yeah. But 3 weeks isn't that long.
No,
she needs some time.
Nearly long enough.
Buy her a car.
That's the third time you've said buy people a car.
Yeah, what? Buying.
Do you need a car?
Buying people things doesn't change the emotion sometimes.
I just want to be in the conversation.
Oh.
Now, were you ever heartbroken in high school?
Oh, sure, man. Marion Evans broke my heart.
Did you cry?
I probably did. Hope you're not listening.
I cried.
You broke my heart.
I cried every time I got dumped in high school. I can admit that now. Yeah. I would have never admitted it back then, but I cried every time.
It's hard. Yeah. And it was real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's rejection. It's real rejection.
Hurts.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a Kelly Raspberry relationship update for you.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Kelly?
Bill finally texted me good morning. Just thought I'd let you know.
And why were you upset with him?
Did you say nothing? What's wrong? Nothing.
Last night I texted him.
Uh-huh.
A very lovely text, I might add.
Yeah.
Love?
Lovely.
Lovely?
It involved some love stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't respond. Instead, he's posting stuff on Facebook.
Maybe you need to send a picture next time you send a text message.
And this morning, he doesn't even respond to my lovely text.
What was the lovely text?
I'm not going to read it because it's very lovely.
Kelly.
He said,
happy hump day, everybody.
Yes.
So he said good morning.
Kelly looks long, the one you sent.
The one you sent was like 8 lines, and then he just texted,
you know what,
good morning.
Maybe you should take a screenshot of what you sent and post it on his Facebook wall.
No.
Yeah, he'll see it that way.
He'll see it quicker.
By the way, if you've screwed up at work recently and you're feeling bad about yourself, make sure you listen to the story Big Al Mac is going to tell us.
You feel a lot better.
You're going to feel so much better about yourself.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, we must play Beat the Bank, though.
Beat the Bank.
Hey,
the Bank.
Al's got a rhyme.
Beat the Bank. Humpty Dumpty. Chilling on the wall. Humpty Dumpty. Busted for drugs.
Are you on drugs?
Stuff like that.
Hmm?
can't do that.
Why? Is Humpty Dumpty going to sue us for love?
Well, that's a slander.
It's a nursery. Is that the Hood nursery rhyme?
The Hood one. Yeah, it got busted.
For drugs.
For drugs.
What? Crack?
Yeah. You know it.
Ollie.
Crack the egg. Crack the egg.
Right.
How about busted from stealing from the mall? Like some of the rhymes?
No, Jen, no, that's
too easy.
That's too easy.
That's too easy.
All right.
It's the last week. We're just
okay.
going out.
Yeah, right.
We've given away over $50,000 with Beat the Bank. Let's add to that pot. I shouldn't be making drug references after
Shout out, though.
Shouldn't be doing that. My bad. Crystal Cook, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Tell us about you, Crystal. What are you doing right now?
I'm headed to work right now.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Occupational therapy assistant.
Whoa.
Nice.
Al might need you in the future.
You know what?
Need he's breaking his falling occupation.
He's falling apart.
Yes.
Falling apart.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, I help. Right now, I'm going to a nursing home. I help them function better in their daily environment, like their ADLs.
Awesome.
Their ADLs?
What's that?
Like, activities of daily living.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, that's occupational lingo. Yeah.
Come on, ADLs.
How do you not know about your ADLs?
Going to the bathroom, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You got to.
It's tough, man. Yep.
Good patient person you are. Well,
that's great, Chris. I'm glad you do something nice like that. So let's win you some money. How about that?
Sounds awesome.
We're gonna put you inside the bank vault. We're gonna throw a dollar amount your way. When you think the banker's gone as high as he's gonna go, make sure you yell stop, even if he says $1,000, because if it closes on you, you get nothing. We don't want that, Crystal.
No, okay.
All right. You can use some money. You have a number in mind?
$1,000 would be great.
But right? You never know. You know, you get a feel for what the banker's doing, the cadence, and you get this little gut feeling.
Right.
And you yell stop, hopefully, at the right time.
Just go with your gut.
Al, what's your gut telling you?
I'm not feeling great.
And Al's been on the money with this.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling great, but we'll see, Crystal.
See how it goes.
Again, I don't know anything, okay?
It's really all done. Random. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
$120
Good stuff.
$240 $250 $280
Small jumps.
$400 $620
Stop. Yeah, yep, I don't blame you on that one, Crystal.
Wise decision, I think.
$620 for Crystal Cook.
Wise decision, I think, Crystal. Good job.
Surely, Crystal, you were thinking, no way it's going to close on me at $280.
Right? Well, I got nervous at the beginning. Oh, my goodness.
I know. He was a little stingy this morning.
Yeah, he was.
Crystal's like, is he going to make an example out of me?
Right.
In the last week of Beat the Bank? That'd be rude. Crystal, would you like to see how high it goes just for fun?
Sure, why not?
All right, let's see if you made the right choice.
$670 $780
You picked it up. Man. Wow.
Wow.
$800
Al's gut was wrong today.
It's off a little bit, yep.
$1,000
Okay.
All right. Well, you know what? You got well over a half, you know, actually about three quarters.
Yeah, $620 bucks, nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah, good job.
What are you going to do with that money, Crystal?
Probably take everybody to a Rangers game this weekend.
There you go.
That's fun.
Share it.
Yeah.
Get one of those 10-foot long hot dogs.
Yeah, right.
I always had those before. Those are awesome.
Yeah, you got to put it over like three people's
awkward.
Laps.
It's awkward, yeah, because everyone has to sit with it in their lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are getting hot dog in their face.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Enjoy your money, Crystal. Have fun at work today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. There she goes. Crystal Cook. $620 bucks would beat the bank.
We'll do it again.
Yeah, we're going to do it again less than an hour. See how much money we can give away then.
So have you really ever screwed up so big at work that it caused thousands of dollars to fix the problem? I mean,
well, I know JC has.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into that.
Do I know?
We'll have to get into that.
JC knows.
Do I know?
You're talking about
Taco Bell.
Oh,
oh right. I don't like to talk. I don't like. Yes, you do know about this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
We'll never
yeah.
mention that name again, right. But we'll talk about what happened.
And by the way,
well, we do mention it sometimes because we like to eat it.
Jenna knows I'm in love with Taco Bell.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's something JC and I always kind of bonded on.
But I did have a screw up.
Did you?
I did. Al, you were here for that one. It was bad. Like, I thought I was going to get fired.
Yeah, it was close.
I went home that day after I screwed up, and I was like, I was like, Kenzie, this is it.
You always wanted to go home.
California, yeah. Here I
Here's
come.
Your chance.
And I'm getting fired for nothing. It wasn't even that controversial. It was just I screwed up bad. So,
Well, check this out.
I've done it out.
In fact, if you've screwed up at work big time, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So this guy I know works for this painting company. All right, mm-hmm. They paint homes. And he's the guy that just goes out and does the estimate. He's not the actual painter. Yeah. He just goes out and gives the estimate.
He has the clipboard, and he looks around. He's like, yeah, it's going to be this.
Yeah, it's going to be this. And
exterior.
Exterior, this particular job. And he gives it to the homeowner. The homeowner either accepts or declines it. Mm-hmm. And then he gives the work order to the crew, and they go out and do it.
Boom. Well,
okay, so he's at this house, and he's giving the estimate. The house is about 3,000 square feet or so. Mm. It's a nice job, you know, like almost $5,000 worth of painting on this. I don't know what kind of paint or whatever, it's a lot of stuff.
And how long does it take them to paint these houses usually? About a day?
A day or two.
Okay.
You know, in this case, it was a day. But it started early in the morning, right? So he gives the estimate to the homeowner. Homeowner says, okay, I'll take it. Fine. All right. They set it up, set up the appointment, and gives the work order to the crew chief. Crew chief gets there early in the morning and starts working on the house, starts scraping it. You know, painter's got probably a 4-guy crew painting it.
Get it done.
Yeah.
Scraping to remove the old paint.
Old paint.
Yeah. Okay.
So the big guy, my friend, comes back in the afternoon and to check on the job, make sure, he's looking at the house. And he's like, they're not even here.
Of course not. Why would you want to be at home and they're painting your house?
No, the painters.
Oh, the painters aren't there.
The guy that gave the company.
Yeah. Well, that's weird.
He calls the guy. He goes, hey, we're working on the house. He goes, no, you're not. I'm sitting here looking at the house. You're not working at the house. The guy, when he wrote the address down to give to the crew chief, he mixed some numbers up, and the guy was like a block away, had painted finishing up the job, and this other guy that didn't know anything, they just weren't home, and so they had their house painted. The other people have paid, or at least a deposit, to get their house painted, so now my guy has to... I think people, I don't like that color or whatever. Hey, he's got to paint the wrong house.
Is it a totally different color?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's got to paint that house back and then got to paint the house that they were originally supposed to paint in the first place.
And not charge anyone anything else.
So
it's going to end up costing $15,000 to $20,000 in the end.
Oh, no.
That's nothing compared to what you did, though, JC.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Al just told us a story about his buddy's screw-up at work.
Yeah, screwed up bad.
He's
a paint contractor, and he went out and gave an estimate. People accepted the estimate to get the house painted. He gave the estimate or work order to the crew chief, the painter, actual painter. And they went out. He somehow screwed up the number on the address on the work order, and they ended up painting the wrong house. Now they have to paint that house back again and then paint the original house that they were supposed to paint. So big time mistake.
It could have been worse though, Al, because
I wish he would have accidentally put down my address. About to get mine painted.
I know, I would have been so excited. I come home.
I'm about to get my house painted. It's like,
it's a different color, but hey, this is cool.
I'll take anything. I'll take that clear. I love it when people go to the clearance section at the, at the paint store and you suddenly have a lavender house. Like, what were you thinking?
It could have been worse because it's coming up on the 2-year anniversary of when David Underwood's home was knocked down by accident.
How do you do that?
They were supposed to demolish a house in a neighborhood 2 years ago in Fort Worth, Texas, and they ended up getting the wrong address.
Same type of deal,
I guess. They just had the wrong address, started knocking down the house. A neighbor tried calling the officials.
Like there'd be so many fail-safes to get to that point.
Yeah.
Like there'd be a demo this house sticker on the window or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you just don't show up and say,
schedule for
Yeah.
What do you call it?
There'd be signs like maybe the people have moved out of the house before you tear
it down. They do. They usually spray paint. I've seen like the sidewalk spray painted.
Yes.
So yeah, with the X or something.
With an X or a circle or just some key thing there, a signal. Mm-hmm.
This makes no sense.
Yeah, there's a quote in the article that says, "We came around Silver Creek looking for the lot, and my wife said, 'David, I think our house is gone.'"
And I would be worried that there was like a fire. Like if you didn't know, walked up and you're like, did our house burn down?
Yeah. Be bad.
Ooh, boy.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
If you've screwed up at work, give us a call. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
They always say when you screw up, you're going to look back on it later and laugh. We'll find out.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great. When did your screw up occur?
Well, it cost the company $20 million.
Holy moly.
Seriously? And it was all on you?
Well, yes and no at the same time. I was trading a new guy, and also radios happened to be involved. I work in the oil field, frack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we were in the middle of a frack job, and I was a line boss, and I was training another line boss. Well, at that time, I was having him shut in the well. My radio screwed up, and his radio screwed up, and they went to another location frequency. And we heard them say, "Shut in the well." So we both ran over there, and he shut in the well as we're still fracking. So it proceeded to just build up pressure and blew every pump up, shot water over 20 feet in the air, and just destroyed everything, including the well. Took them about 4 months to come out, clean it all up, fix it all up, and all I got was a write-up and a slap on the wrist.
Oh,
wow, you got lucky.
No, you're not working for BP now, are you?
No.
Wow. Dang, Anthony, you got
no one got hurt, though.
Nobody got hurt, Anthony?
The worst thing that happened to somebody is they broke their foot, but other than that, everything was fine.
Wow.
That wasn't because of us. That was because they weren't paying attention and walked into a hole when the explosion happened.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Can you imagine being told you cost us $20 million, but it's okay, buddy.
It makes my friend.
Thanks, Anthony.
At least you didn't have to pay it back.
Yeah, right.
Man.
We're going to take that out of your check.
Yeah.
That $20 million.
Yeah. Sine, yours involved animals.
It did.
What'd you do?
I was working at a facility, and I was working with four sea lions, actually. Oh. And my boss said, "Hey, go turn on the skimmers to the pool." I'm like, "Sure, yeah, I got this." So I walk over to the area, turned on the skimmers, walked away, went back. I was cleaning. I was working. We were all inside. And we come back about an hour later, and I hadn't turned on the skimmer. I had popped the drain to the pool. So we came back to an empty pool and four sea lions sitting at the bottom of an empty pool.
No but water. Not dead.
They were
not
okay. Dead.
They're okay?
No. Sea lions are very hardy. They can be out of water. They don't need water.
Oh,
they're
God.
Fine. Yeah.
Good.
I was picturing.
I thought they were going to get like.
The sea lions were skimmed to death.
Yeah. What's a skimmer?
Yeah, like cut.
What's a skimmer, Sine?
For.
It's like a filter at the top of the pool.
Oh,
okay. Like a little thing that cleans out the pools. Water.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was thinking it was like a blender or something.
Like,
what happened?
No, I would not tell that story. I would probably still be crying at this point.
Did you get fired or did you have to refill the pool?
No, actually, I was just an intern. So I got the, the intern sit-down, big-time lecture from my boss, which was pretty horrible.
You still working with sea lions?
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately. Well, I'm here in Dallas, and we do not have sea lions here in Dallas.
No.
Otherwise, I would be working with them. No. But no, not at this point.
Well, thank you for your call today. I'm glad nothing bad happened with those sea lions.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would have been like, I don't want to hear the call. Yeah. I don't want to hear that kind of call.
I was
call.
Waiting.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. How'd you screw up on your job? Big-time screw up.
Paul, I want to know if you got fired for what you did.
No, didn't get fired, but we had the laugh of our lives. It was a couple of years ago. I'm an executive chef.
Uh-huh.
We're doing a big, two big festivities, a Las Vegas Folly Night and a Baptist conference. Las Vegas Night was on second floor. Baptist conference was on first floor.
Okay.
This is funny already.
Yeah.
We're in the kitchen getting everything ready. Second floor was about like 450 people. Bottom floor was about 200. Maitre d' comes in. He goes, Chef Paul, I need help, amigo. I said, okay, what do you need? And he told me, and I passed the directions on to one of my colleagues. I said, hey, take this cake, out there to the hallway. He's going to tell you where to go. Guys go out there. I'm busy in the kitchen. It's chaos. Got to get this food ready. And they went out in the hallway. Next thing I know, you know, I see them maybe like 30 minutes later, and they say, y'all delivered the cake? Yes. Okay, good. We got back to work. Next thing I know, about maybe 40 minutes or so, everybody's laughing. Well, the cake, it's one of those prop cakes where in Baltimore at that time, it was either female or male strippers. Needless to say, the girls come out topless. The cake went to the first floor.
No! So the Vegas theme party with the naked girls and the cake went to
the Baptist convention.
Correct. The cake with the whole deal, it had the lights. I mean, you're talking about a disco thing. And the girls come out, you know, and they did their thing. Of course, they were topless. And, it was the laugh of the year. Even now, this happened back in 2008. When I bring the story up, it's so funny because I wasn't in the room, I'll be honest with you guys, but everybody who was there and they saw the faces of these elderly people, young people, family people, women covering up their kids' eyes.
Oh, they're
the Baptist convention. Imagine? I mean, it's like a movie, but it was great because I found out about it later and somebody had a video. We got to see it and it was the most funniest thing you've ever seen. Needless to say, of course, the maitre d' got wrote up, didn't lose his job.
Good.
He didn't lose his job, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, you know. And
Paul, so do you still have the video, Paul?
I think I do. I'm not sure, but I will look for it. If I do, I'll definitely load it up.
I mean, that's something that would go viral, you know, online. You got to find that, and if we could blur out if there's anything bad, we could make it work.
The guys in the man room are begging me to get Paul to send it to us.
Yeah, we got to. That's you know, too good.
You know what? What happened too, that Las Vegas Follies didn't lose out because they did their show twice.
Yeah, they did.
You know, they obviously got rolled back into the correct room, where of course they made a whole lot more money. But
the Baptist just not good tippers.
I think they got out. I think all they got out of it was a little bottle of holy water and a Bible.
Yeah,
you need Jesus in your life,
that
young lady.
Is...
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Paul, hold on for us because we're gonna get your number just in case we.
Praise
can...
the Lord.
That's just the ideal kind of mess up because you can't really get fired and it's hilarious.
That's a sitcom all over,
right?
Yeah, right.
You know,
Murray, you caused a lot of damage to your office.
Yeah, you could say that.
What'd
I worked
you do?
At a gym, and it's a pretty famous gym. Let's just say they have very long hours. Mm. And I had worked the day shift, and then the person that I had hired, I was operations manager, called in. So I needed to work, again, from 9 p.m. until 4 a.m. Most of the locations had this big red button, you know, kind of like one of those easy buttons that you press.
Yeah.
And it had one by the front door. And everybody that I worked with at these three different locations kept staring at it. And we had no idea what it did. It was about 10 years ago, so there wasn't really a Google to find it out. And if there was, we weren't using it. But
okay.
We looked at manuals. We asked people, and we could not figure out what it did. Well, it was hitting about 2 in the morning, and I was getting delirious, and I just said, I couldn't handle it anymore. And I walked over there, and I pressed the big red button. It activated the sprinkler system and contacted the fire department and the police department and the ambulance. And this water that came out of the sprinkler system smelled so rank, and it got everything wet in this entire rather large, very expensive facility, including 2 tanning beds that for ruin.
Seems like you would have put a sign above that button.
Yeah, don't push the button.
Don't push the button unless...
Well, because of me, now there is a sign.
Oh, there you go.
It's called the Marie button.
Oh, my God.
In case of emergency.
Who would give the average person that kind of power, too, you know?
Yeah, right.
Marie, I don't blame you. I would have pushed the button, too,
you
if would've. It's just sitting there.
You would have.
Well, if it doesn't say anything...
But doesn't red imply... danger.
Well, sometimes the red button that's by the doors just opens the door.
It's a security, It's just like opening.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like red is just like an atomic bomb or something.
If there's a button there, you gotta touch
red
it.
Red attracts me. It's like my hand just can't help it and I just want to push it. Marie, did you get fired?
Thankfully, I had worked my way up from the very bottom and everybody thought it was the funniest thing ever, but it did cause quite a bit of damage and I had just gotten this really big promotion and bonus, so I used most of it to help with the cleanup.
Oh, that's nice.
And
yeah.
I did what I could. But now it's pretty well known among the fitness people. about the girl that pushed the red button.
Marie, the girl that pushed the red button.
Hope I hope you're never president of the United States. What's that red button for?
Curiosity got the best of me.
No, well, North Korea's gone because Marie pushed the button. Man.
Oh my gosh. Oh, how did you screw up big time at work?
I feel like there's so many calls right now and so many potentially good ones I wanna hear from.
I wanna know from what Don, what did you do?
Well, guys, I work at a state facility, one for the crazy people.
Uh-huh.
And we have a kids unit.
Yeah. Okay.
And on this kid's unit, I work. And whenever I went in one day, there was a scuffle. I had to go break it up. Mm-hmm. Well, I left my jacket with my keys in the break room.
Uh-oh.
Went and broke up the scuffle. And as I was coming back, I had to use the restroom really bad. So I grabbed some keys and went to the restroom.
Okay.
Whenever I got to the restroom, I unlocked it and the key got stuck. So I went into the restroom and used it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the kids came out, locked the restroom, took the keys, went and got in the drawer that we have in our office,
mm-hmm.
grabbed the van key, and drove to Fort Worth.
That's not good.
You helped two kids escape?
Yeah.
That's not good, dog.
Yeah.
That's not
and,
good.
And my keys were still in my pocket in the break room.
How did this end?
How old are these kids, by the way?
These kids are probably about 13 or 14.
Oh, my.
How dangerous are they?
Well, 13 or 14 driving.
Well, I think they're just misbehaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason they're in there, so I don't think they're really all that dangerous. But my coworker got fired, and so did the nurse manager.
And you didn't?
No, they didn't know it was me. It was my coworker's keys.
Just you kept let your mouth shut.
Yeah. You got to work hard to get fired.
And hey, it wasn't your keys.
He didn't
keys.
Say anything.
Yeah, right.
No, it
right.
wasn't his keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You can't fire a guy named Don, because Don's always cool. thanks for the call, Don.
Oh man. Goodness.
Okay, we have so many good calls. Brenna, what'd you do at work?
Well, I started a new job, and I work for an early childhood company.
Uh-huh.
So I was with my director, and we're sitting there, we're going over all my interview stuff and the beginning paperwork, and there was like one of those little lizards in her bag, and she was like, I can't grab it. I'm like, okay, no worries, I got it, it's fine. So I went to her bag, and I went to grab it, and I forgot that you can't grab them by the tail. So when I picked it up, the tail broke off, and I just like screamed as loud as I can the F word. And I just stopped and looked at her and was like, I'm done. Like, I'm totally fired. I'm done. So, like, I picked it up and, like, took it outside and everything like that. And I walked back in. And I looked at me. And she goes, well, just forget it happened. It's okay. We'll just move on. Like, let's get your stuff done. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah. Oh, my
you
goodness.
You are lucky.
Oh, my goodness.
Better than us doing it.
Yeah,
we
right.
definitely get fired
we
if we get
fired.
That on the radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brenna. We'll take one more here.
Right.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yours involves a truck?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an older truck, and you know how the new vehicles have the all digital and everything?
Yeah.
The truck I was in had the, like, manual little arm that you see whenever you shift it.
Okay.
Well, I went to, pulled up to a house to go read a meter. I put the truck in park. It said park. I got out. The truck didn't move or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Walk to the house casually, like just a normal morning, get up there, read the meter, and I turn back around, and the truck's slowly going down the road.
Uh-oh.
And I lose it, and I start running. And as I'm running, I've got the device in my hand, and about halfway through the run, my pants fall down to my ankle. And I'm in someone's front yard, and I'm, like, panicking. And I'm trying to get there, and I'm trying to pull my pants up at the same time. And as I'm getting closer and closer, it's getting closer to a mailbox. Uh-uh. And it just plows the mailbox. I get in there, and just my pants are at my ankles, and I'm stopping the truck. And I'm trying to put it in park. And as I look back, all of my stuff's across the person's yard. I have to get out, push the mailbox back, get all of my stuff, and just leave. And... I was like, well, that's never
going to
be told.
You just did. Yeah. You just told it.
Talk it on the Democratic Morning Show and tell it.
Yeah. What's your last name again?
Oh, we'll just go with
Nobody.
Mr. Nobody. You thought you had him there.
Chris is not going to give that one away.
Yeah. I was going to give him bonus points if we knew his last name.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Oh, well, Chris is a smart guy. He didn't want to give that away. He never told anyone.
Man.
There's so many.
I know.
It makes me feel so good.
I want to hear what Stacey has to say. Maybe I know that's the one you were looking at.
You want to hear Stacey's real quick, Jenna?
What?
We have time.
No.
We do.
Look at our producer to see if we do.
He's all right.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
He's all right.
This is a bonus, Jenna.
One more.
Stacey.
Yes.
Jenna wants to hear your story.
How'd you screw up at work?
I'm a freelance graphic designer,
mm-hmm.
and I got the job of a lifetime.
Oh, you did?
Designing the menu boards for the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh,
wow.
Their old stadium.
Like at the new stadium.
At the old stadium.
Okay.
All right.
Cowboys. Yeah, the old stadium. But I knew if I did it right that I could get a job at the new stadium.
Yeah,
you'd be rich.
Of course. Okay, so designing menu boards. What can go wrong?
So I'm designing the menu boards. I told them it'd be 3 days, but I got it done in 24 hours.
Good
got
for you.
Got the printer, printed it, picked it up, and went to deliver it. I even got to go down into the stadium back where nobody else gets to go.
Mm-hmm.
I start to unload the truck. The lady looks at me. She looks at the menu board, and she goes, honey, you misspelled hamburger, you misspelled nacho, and you misspelled margarita. Oh.
And you misspelled cowboys.
You misspelled three things, Stacey.
I cannot believe it.
That sucks. No spell check on that whole...
How did you spell, I guess, nacho? Might be the easiest. How did you misspell that?
You know, it's been years. I don't remember, but I know that I messed it up. And I think I was just overconfident. I thought this was the easiest job I've ever had. And it's for the Dallas Cowboys. And I was going to be the hero by bringing it.
In 24 hours.
Before they had even wanted it.
Always have someone else check your work. That's what they say.
At least you got it there fast.
I understand how you misspelled hamburger. That could happen. And I understand margarita.
Yeah.
But how'd you spell nacho?
I know that's true.
She doesn't remember, she said.
I don't know. I think I left the C out.
You know, you're in a hurry.
Naho.
You don't edit yourself.
So did you get a redo or did they go with someone else?
Oh, I had to go back and I had to redo it.
Okay.
And then I had to pay a rush fee because I had already reserved my spot, you know, with the printer. So I had to go back and pay a rush fee. By the time it was all done, I had to pay the Cowboys like $1,000.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry,
Stacey. The job of a lifetime.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's go, Al.
School is out. Summer is here. If you're a hot teacher, come get a free beer. Pay.
I like that.
Mixed it up right there.
Okay, well, what about the not hot teachers?
Oh, you got to pay.
Wow.
Happy hour.
So you are going to sit there and wait to see if you get a bill or not to be determined if you're hot or not?
Uh-huh.
That's cold.
So let me get this. But free if you're hot.
Free if you're hot. Yeah.
Okay. A hot teacher.
Got it.
We're good. Never mind. I almost told a story. I was like, we got hurt.
After we were just told not to derail.
I
caught myself.
You're going to have to save it for later.
I caught myself.
All right. Tori Lenhart. Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Wow.
How about that?
Are you a teacher, Tori?
I can't believe I got through.
Oh.
Well, you did.
Oh, you did, girlfriend. Are you a teacher?
I'm not, but my husband is a teacher.
Oh, is he hot?
Hot?
He's hot, though.
He sure is.
Well, okay, he can drink free at Big Al's.
Yeah, he can drink free.
Yeah.
Come on by.
Come on down.
Yep.
That's how we roll.
Hot teachers drink free.
What do you do, Tori?
I'm sorry?
What do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse. Whoa.
Wow. All right.
Can the hot nurses eat free?
Not this week.
Sorry, Tori.
Just because it's the end of school year.
All right, Tori.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to put you inside the bank vault, Tori. You're going to hear dollar amounts being thrown your way. When you hear the highest one you think it's going to go, you yell stop, okay?
Okay.
Make sure you yell it because we need to hear you. Even if it's $1,000, we got to tell you that. If it closes,
okay, I can do that.
If it closes, how much you get, Al?
Zero. Mm. Nada. Nothing. And you'll like it.
Are you feeling good about this one, Al?
I'm trying to get my feeling. Hang on here.
He's trying to feel it, Tori. No, it's random every time.
Yeah,
so.
I think I'm feeling good.
Al says he's feeling good. Tori, hopefully you're feeling good. We want you to win a lot of money. Let's play.
Okay, bring it on.
Beat the bank.
Good luck.
170. 240. 320.
Yeah, very nice. That's some new luggage right there.
370.
Anchor's calm today.
470.
Stop.
Oh!
Yeah, she's not
470.
Feeling it. She's not feeling it. I don't blame her.
470. Way to go, Tori.
You didn't think the banker was going to go higher, Tori?
Honestly, I'm just so excited for that. I'm just so excited.
Good job.
Good job. This opportunity.
Hey, Tori, just for fun, let's see how high this actually gets to, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, you got your 470 bucks. Let's see how high the banker actually goes this round.
Okay, thank you.
530.
Okay, not bad.
700.
Oh.
Aww.
That's okay.
Yeah, you're still good.
He's got a little ways to go.
700.
Oh, jeez, Baker. You never know. You never, ever know.
Yeah. Not bad, Tori. You got 470 bucks. What are you going to use
thank
that on?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Buy you a new stethoscope.
And thank you for brightening my morning.
Aw, how nice for you.
Thank you, Tori.
Thank you. What are you going to do with that money, Tori?
Actually, I'm from North Dakota, and we're going on vacation this summer, so I'll probably use it for that.
Yeah.
Where does someone from North Dakota vacation? Because I heard that's the most beautiful summers up there.
Right.
Up here? No, but we're actually going to Minnesota to visit.
Okay.
Minnesota.
Just can't go to Minnesota.
Just can't go anywhere warm, can you?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.